Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It is Pride Month, so to honor Pride, we are still taking your calls on our Pride line. You can call up and you can tell us who you are proud of in the LGBTQ plus community.
In honor of Pride Month, The Burt Show wants you to tell everyone who you are proud of in the LGBTQ plus community. Call now, 404-954-1360.
Amanda Brown of Ackworth called in.
Hello. This spring, we lost my 28-year-old nephew, Nick Watkins. He was brilliant and extremely accomplished chemist, graduating with a PhD in chemistry from Northwestern. As well as being an amazing scientist, Nick was dedicated to promoting an inclusive community by leading the way and being a representative voice for those who historically do not have one in STEM. Nick founded Go STEM, the Northwestern graduate chapter of Out in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, where he served as the president for 3 years. His vision was to build a network for the LGBTQ plus graduate students to pursue professional development and mentoring. I miss him every day.
Beautiful way to honor Dr. Nick Watkins. And Maria of Kathleen, Georgia.
My name is Maria, and I am giving the shout out to my daughter, Alex. I am so proud of her for expressing such authenticity and strength and confidence in not only for being authentic to herself, but being authentic to everyone around her. She is an inspiration to me as her mother and her siblings and everybody that encounters her. She's got a great heart, she's got a beautiful mind, and she's a go-getter. I'm very proud of my daughter, and I hope her and her roommates that have recently moved to Florida, I wish them all the best in everything that they do. My daughter is an inspiration to me every day. Thank you, Alex. I love you.
Beautiful. All right, got Pride? Call our Pride line, 404-954-1360. So he is wondering if he's being an a-hole here because his girlfriend's about to get a nice little chunk of change, an inheritance, and he's like, this should be for both of us.
My long-term girlfriend and I disagree about whether a $30,000 inheritance left to her by her great aunt should be, quote, her money or, quote, our money. She wants to spend a large part of it, almost a third of it, on an expensive hobby, buying those supplies for that hobby. I think we should save most of it and use it on some kind of vacation since we both find traveling extremely romantic. My argument is, number one, I don't care about her hobby, but we'll both enjoy a trip abroad. Number two, we've lived on only my, admittedly low since it's academia, income for over a decade. So according to her own rule about entitlement to, quote, her windfall, shouldn't she technically have been entitled to none of my wages all of these years?
Okay, hit pause just a second. So when he said over a decade, so they've been together over 10 years and he has paid for their living expenses.
Everything. Sounds like.
They have lived on his income for over a decade.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Her argument is...
And they are not married.
No.
Okay.
Her argument is she had to put aside her hobby for many years to raise our children. It's not a safe art form for young kids to be around, and she yearns to return to it. Number two, She paid entirely in cash for our $950,000 house at the beginning of our partnership.
Okay.
Although my income pays these property taxes and maintenance costs. Therefore, she alleges that we actually haven't been living solely on my income because I've been saving on rent all of these years.
Yeah, you have been.
Well, yeah.
She bought the house.
Yeah, bruh.
But all the like groceries, maintenance, property taxes, anything to do with cars or the kids' clothing, that's out of his income. So am I the a-hole for thinking that we should decide what to do with her inheritance together?
So there's a little psychology, I think, going on here, because she put all that cash down. She put $1 million of cash down 10 years ago. That is a lot of money, right? But because dude now has been paying for the last 5 years, that's the thing that's on his mind more than anything else. But she covered a lot of those expenses in the very, very beginning.
And she gave up her hobby to take care of their children.
Yep. Yeah. I don't think he is entitled to that inheritance.
Yeah, I think he's bugging out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I would have tried to fight for him had he not brought up the whole $1 million thing.
That's like, a hard one to put still over here.
But with these circumstances, there's no way that he's entitled to that money.
Yeah, because if you break it down, like, financially, what a mortgage would be on a $950,000 house every single month, and that's basically what she's covered, and then he's covering the rest of the expenses, they're basically splitting it every month.
Yeah, except she paid up front, so he doesn't feel that every month.
But good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
This is so interesting to me because they have, their relationship is set up like most people's marriages are. They've been together for 10 years. They share a house together. They have kids too. Mm-hmm. And so literally if it had been written in this, am I the a-hole, that they had been married, I would have thought, oh my gosh, I think this is something they should handle like together. Like these are their finances, because they're not. I don't know why that's the one thing that I'm like, no, it's her money, because they're not legally bound to each other.
Well, not legally, but they've got kids together, and that suggests that they should be together for a long time.
Well, I mean, they've already been together for 10 years.
They're bound together.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a common law marriage, essentially. And so I think there's a little bit of like, I think if he thought that this money should go towards their family and bettering their life together, I would feel more like she was the a-hole here. But because he wants to just use it for a fancy vacation, I'm like, no.
I feel the exact same. I'm like, you live in a $1 million home. And it's not like, you know, we need this for the kids' education, blah, 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 whatever. No, he wants to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
He wants to go to Italy.
Yeah.
That's why he's mad.
You could go to Italy for like less than 20,000. Like she's getting 30,000. She wants to use a third of it on her hobby that she gave up, which she should be entitled to do. That's 10K. Bro, you still got 20K left over to do. You could take multiple trips to Italy for, well, maybe two for that. But still, I'm like, you can both have it. Both of ways. So I think he is totally the a-hole for this.
So we are all turning our chair around. He is an a-hole.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
The Burt Show.